imagine that next Saturday afternoon we'll be having a football match, other sports are available, against St. Ives Methodist Church, say. So as we put our football team together, we have the opportunity to choose from three people. So would you choose Stephen Fry, David Beckham, or Taylor Swift to come and make up part of the team? So who would you choose? I think most of us would probably choose David Beckham to come and be part of our football team because, whether we like him or not, he is a cracking football player. When we choose someone to be part of our sports team, we tend to choose someone who's good at sport. Seems logical. Now that's great if you're chosen, but it's really hard if you're not. And you're that last person that is left waiting to be chosen. And you're not considered good enough to be part of the team. Now imagine on Saturday evening, after you're really tired, having played in the football match on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening we decide to have a quiz night. So, we have a quiz night. Who is going to head up our team this time? Stephen Fry, David Beckham, or Taylor Swift? Who would it be? Absolutely. Of course, it will probably be Stephen Fry because he is highly intelligent, who is brilliant, brilliant man when it comes to general knowledge and is quite funny as well. When we choose someone to be part of a quiz team, we tend to choose someone who's really brainy. Again, that's great if we're chosen, but how do we feel if we're not? Now you can probably imagine where this is going. We're putting together a small choir for a music competition among the local churches in the area. Which of those three would you choose? Absolutely, Taylor Swift. She even comes with a guitar, so that's fab. We would choose Taylor Swift because she has got an amazing voice and amazing ability to inspire people with her music. When we want somebody to be part of a choir or a musical band or a contest or something like that, we want someone who's got some sort of musical gifting. Great if we're chosen, not so good if we're not. When we choose someone to be part of a team, be it a sports team or a quiz team, or a choir, or something else altogether, we will choose people who've got the right skills or gifts, or who look really good, or who are really clever, don't we? We don't tend to choose the people who on the surface look as if they've got nothing to offer. Now Jesus has a team too. A team of people who are needed to share the good news of his love with others. I wonder who Jesus chooses to be part of his team today. Does Jesus only choose the people who are really good, who hardly ever do anything wrong? Does he only choose the brainy people? Well, that's me out. The ones who are most able to speak out of his love for others? Does he only choose the beautiful people, the ones who look really gorgeous and other people are attracted to? Does he only choose the people who look as if they've got life sorted and don't seem to have any problems? I wonder who you think Jesus chooses to be part of his team. Listen to what Jesus says. In John 15, verse 16, it reads, "You didn't choose me. Remember, this is Jesus talking, I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit, fruit that won't spoil." The good news for us today is that Jesus has already chosen every single person to be part of his team, to be part of his enduring love forever. He doesn't look at people the way that we do and only choose the people who are so-called good or brainy or beautiful or who've got life sorted. Jesus chooses each of us to be part of his team because he loves us. It's as simple as that. Jesus loves us. Now, the word love can often be banded around. Oh, I love chocolate. Yes, Peter, I'm looking at you. Oh, I love another piece of cake. Oh, I love it when that person gives up their chair for me. We band it around in a way that doesn't really have a lot of significance. However, God's love for you is as significant as it can possibly get. It is bigger than you can imagine, and it will go on forever. Guaranteed. It's about the only thing that can be guaranteed in this world. Everything else is going to fail, die, give up, run out of batteries, cereal boxes empty. Get the idea. But God's love is there for all of us. 100%, absolutely massive, forever. Just let that sink in. Jesus chooses each of us to be part of his team because he loves us. So today, receive that wonderful truth, perhaps hearing it really for the first time, or hear it with fresh ears, having heard it hundreds and hundreds of times, that Jesus simply chooses you because he loves you with a love that is everlasting.